This podcast is intended for adult audiences only, and listener discretion is advised as we explore mature topics with a sex-positive and open-minded approach. So remember, the opinions expressed are personal and not professional. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Pineapple Express Podcast, your weekly dose of sex-positive vibes and open-minded conversations about swinging, sex work, and non-monogamy. Join us as we delve into the world of modern swingers, exploring relationships, pleasure, and empowerment. Each week, we will tackle controversial, sex-positive topics through the lens of a millennial swinger. Get ready to embrace the steamy and sensational journey ahead and ride along with us on the Pineapple Express. Welcome to the Pineapple Express Podcast. So, you guys, I have a very strange and unusual podcast today. Probably not something you'll ever hear on a swingers podcast. So, brace yourself. So, if you're weird, kooky, and different like me, then you will appreciate this podcast. And even if you're not weird, even if you're not kooky, even if you're not into this stuff, it's interesting to hear about and learn about, and even if you never take anything from it, at least you learn something new, right? So I was introduced to the concept of human design a couple of years ago. I was listening to a stripper podcast, and she had a human design coach on, and she was talking about how your human design has to do with like how you work and in the job, and how you're going to interact with people at the strip club. And I thought to myself, this is so fascinating. I should do a podcast on this about swinging and non-monogamy. So because I feel like that would just be really interesting. And I'm interested in human design. I don't like take human design as seriously as I do other spirituality concepts, but I find it fascinating. So if you're listening to this and you have no idea what I'm talking about, you're like, human design, what the fuck is that? So human design is an idea that each person has a unique design or a blueprint that determines their strengths, weaknesses, and like basically their overall life path. So each of us have our own human design. It's based on astrology, Kabbalah, different Chinese spiritualities, and then Vedic spiritualities. So it kind of ties in all of that. And there are specific coaches like who I have on the podcast. Their name is AC. And it's so interesting to really think about, okay, you know, because we look at like our astrology charts. I know some of you probably don't, but I do. And if you meet me, I'm probably going to ask you when your birthday is. But I'm fascinated by different kinds of concepts like human design. So AC really goes into in depth about human design on the podcast today. But basically, we all have a different human design type. So there are generators, there are manifestor generators, there are manifestors, there are projectors, and there are reflectors. So me and Brad are both projectors, and then there's other different types. And you can go online and look this up and see what you are. And then that's going to determine kind of how you go with the flow with life, right? So it's similar to like reading an astrological birth chart, if that makes sense. So I just found this concept super interesting and I wanted to share it with you guys. And maybe you're listening to this and you're skeptical. You're like, Kylie, I'm a logical person. I'm not into all of this spirituality, weird stuff, you know. But the one thing I'll say is that even if you don't believe in this stuff, even if this is a new concept for you, you know, just think about it as something that can be empowering for you. And it should help you find places where you're doing things for the wrong reasons or the right reasons. And it should point out, you know, all of your authenticities or all the things that you're doing that are inauthentic, right? I recommend getting like if you're quite interested in this, I recommend getting a full in-depth reading as opposed to just like kind of looking at your chart, because you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, holy shit, I'm confused. And similar again to like astrological charts, like people just look at their sun sign and they're like, oh, I'm a Pisces, so that means that that's everything. It's like, nope, there's way more to it. You have houses and all that. So it's similar to that. It's in-depth. That's why they have human design coaches. You can definitely learn about it, but come at it from not from like a logical perspective. And I say that when I know that there's like a ton of very logical people listening, but come at it from a perspective, just with an open mind, and listen to the podcast with an open mind, right? We talk about a lot of spiritual and just different concepts that might be something new to you. So just have an open mind, have an open heart as always, like just, you know, don't take everything so seriously, guys. It's just a podcast. It's just an hour of your time, but it's interesting and it might be able to help you really learn some things about you. So before you listen to the podcast, I want you to do something. I want you to grab your phone and I want you to look up. So you're going to go into your Google app or Safari or whatever you use, and you're going to look up free human design chart. And you want to make sure it's free because, you know, sometimes they'll make you pay for this stuff. And, well, I don't think that this stuff, I mean, unless you get like an in-depth coach or someone to read your chart for you. But so you can go on A Human Design, or my favorite one is myhumandesign.com, and get your chart. You're going to type in your name, your birthday, where you were born, and the location that you were born. So again, very similar to astrology in that sense. If you don't know those things, text your mom right now. Go look at your birth certificate. Figure that out because it's important. And then listen to the podcast. But before we get into that, I'm going to introduce my guest. So AC Brown is a human design coach and a spirituality teacher of sorts. She's been featured in Elite Daily, Cosmopolitan, Bustle, Respin, and AC is just very connected to divinity and, you know, intuition. And they also have their own podcast, Is My Aura On Straight, which is one of my favorite podcasts. I listen to it all the time. It's great. But overall, AC is just a spirituality teacher. And human design is something that they specialize in, but that's not it. So if you are somebody who's like maybe interested a little bit in spirituality or these types of concepts, if I've said anything in this intro that you're like, that sounds really interesting, I definitely recommend, booking some sort of like a session with AC, or even just going to their website and looking up, you know, what kind of stuff that AC offers. I know that based on like just me looking on their website quickly, there's tons of stuff that I would super be interested in. So if you're like me and weird, strange, and unusual, AC can be a really good guide to help you on your spiritual path. And I know that your guys are probably like, this has nothing to do with swinging and non-monogamy. What the fuck is wrong with Kylie? I promise you, we talk about swinging and we talk about non-monogamy a lot in this podcast. So if you're skeptical, just give it a listen, have an open mind and have an open heart. So before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk about the incredible support that I receive from all of my sponsors. As you all know, creating this podcast is a passion of mine, but it's also an endeavor that requires a lot of time and effort and resources to keep this show alive so that I can give you guys the content that you deserve on a weekly basis. So thank you to my sponsors so that we're able to focus on, you know, this educational content. And I love that they help cover the costs associated with hosting services, equipment upgrades, and sometimes fueling my coffee addiction to keep my creative juices flowing. I'm kind of kidding there, but not really. But more than just financial support, our sponsors are companies and brands that I truly believe in. They offer products and services that I think that you guys, my very valued listeners, can benefit from. And I would never endorse something that I didn't truly believe in myself. So when you hear me mention our sponsors, know that these shout outs aren't just a formality. They're a testament to the effort that we bring to this show and the ears of this episode and all of my episodes. So by supporting them, and you're supporting us and you're supporting this podcast in a real way. And this is so that we're able to have these conversations, share stories, and of course, build community. So stay tuned for our sponsor segment right now. And, you know, check out all these unique promo codes, discounts, and offers that they've provided exclusively for you guys. It's a win-win. You get a great deal and you're also directly contributing to the longevity of my podcast. So as always, thank you guys for listening and a massive thank you to all of my sponsors. Hey, Upside Down Pineapple people. Join the millions of couples enjoying amazing sex with Promescent. I personally love the variety of products they offer, and their aloe-based lube is the only lube I've ever used that doesn't throw off my pH. Brad loves their delay spray, which is clinically proven to help men last longer in bed. Their products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and free shipping on orders in the U.S. over $10. Their shipping is discreet and private, which is perfect for us in the swinger lifestyle. Make sure that you go to www.promescent.com/Kylie for all your discreet sexual health needs. My link is in the show notes. Promescent helps you live your best upside-down pineapple life. Introducing the Sultry Vixen, your one-stop shop for all your sex work and rave wear needs. Whether you're hitting the pole or the festival scene, the Sultry Vixen has got you covered. From dance shoes to box outfits, custom dance outfits, and lingerie to vibrant festival outfits, they've got the perfect gear to make you shine. Stand out with their neon rave accessories and all of their costumes that will take your festival experience to the next level. And they also carry men's and plus sizes. They are a family-owned and operated ravewear / dancewear shop located in Riverside, California. The quickest way to reach them is directly through their Instagram. Visit thesultryvixen.com today for the hottest trends in dance and rave fashion. Dance more and glow more with the Sultry Vixen. Hey there, Pineapple Expressers. Are you seeking a splash of excitement in your dating life? Well, get ready for triple, quadruple, or even an orgy of fun with ThreeFun, the leading dating app for open-minded singles and couples. Are you interested in exploring the swinger or polyamorous relationships? Maybe you're a couple looking to add some variety to the bedroom. Whatever your preference, ThreeFun is designed to connect you with like-minded individuals who embrace open relationships in all forms. Dip your toes into the dating pool where judgment is left at the door and freedom of expression is the norm. With ThreeFun, you'll discover a community that values consent, respect, and the pursuit of pleasure in all forms. As a millennial swinger, I love how user-friendly ThreeFun is, and signing up is easy and discreet. You can customize your profile, set your preferences, and when you're ready to embark on your journey filled with thrills and connections, start sharing with other individuals, all in one simple swipe. Safety is the top priority for ThreeFun. With private photo albums and the latest security features, your personal information stays just that, personal. You're in control of your experience at all times. So why wait for excitement to find you? Download ThreeFun today. There's a link in my show notes and join the largest community where fantasies come alive. ThreeFun, let your curiosity roam free, and who knows, you might just find that trio or that couple of chemistry you've been searching for. Hi, lovelies. Are you tired of searching for that perfect outfit that makes you feel confident, sexy, and comfortable in your own skin? Well, look no further. Voluptuous Vixen is here to revolutionize your wardrobe. Now say that three times fast. At Voluptuous Vixen, they believe that every body deserves representation. With sizes ranging from extra small to 4X, their collections are thoughtfully designed with real bodies in mind. So are you ready to join the revolution of self-love and step into your power? Head over to voluptuous-vixen.com and use the promo code SEXYSWINGERCHICK for an exclusive listener discount. Unleash your inner vixen with Voluptuous Vixen, where every body is a celebration. Hi, my Pineapple Express fans. So listen, guys, I have someone who I've been wanting to have on this podcast for a while. I'm so interested in human design, and I'm sure a lot of you listening are probably like, what is she even talking about? Well, I have AC here, and she is a human design practitioner, right?
Yeah, but human design, yes.
All of, like, if you think of spiritual, amazing things that we love, AC does, right? Well, that I love. I don't know about you guys, but that I'm interested in, you know, spirituality, mediumship, metaphysics, all of the, you know, psychic abilities, all that type of stuff AC does, including human design. Mm-hmm. So yeah, AC, can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start learning about human design, and can you give us a human design 101? Because remember, a lot of these listeners have no idea what I'm even talking about.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much for having me. Human design is a combination of the I Ching, metaphysics, the Kabbalah, and astrology, and the chakra system. And so human design combines all of those things, and it's pretty much a roadmap for you to, I don't like to say necessarily follow the rules of your life, but it will make your life easier if you follow what we call in human design, your strategy and your authority. So there are five human design aura types or energy types, and each of those types have a different way for responding to the world and how the world responds back to them. So two out of the five energy types are what we call sacral energies, and then the other three are non-sacral energies. So the sacral energies are our generators and our manifesting generators. And pretty much they just have energy that is sustainable. Their energy is something that they can tap into frequently. If they aren't careful, then sometimes that energy, they can burn out quickly in their careers, et cetera, because they're working too much and they don't know when to stop. But their strategy and their authority varies, but the strategy for generators and manifesting generators are similar, but not necessarily. For generators, it's to respond, then act. And for manifesting generators, it's to respond, imagine, inform, and then act. And so what that means is that I like to explain those two as, if you're thinking about home builders or building a home, there are your Ryan Homes, your Toll Brothers, your Ryland Homes, those companies that build homes or find a quicker solution to build multiple homes. And then you may have your home builder that is a custom home builder that takes time, and they build custom homes from one spec, one thing to another. So the generator in this lifetime, they're supposed to master something over time. So you will see generators having longer term careers, having more solid sustainability, or picking a vocation or a job or industry where they will master it over time. A manifesting generator, on the other hand, manifesting generators master things quickly. So they're like your Ryan Holmes. They're mass manufactured. So they will find a shortcut to mastery. That's what they're here to do in this lifetime. Then you have your non-sacral energies, which are projectors, manifestors, and reflectors. And non-sacral means, in human design, there are no sacral energy. We don't have sustainable energy. So our energy comes from our environment, from us sleeping, self-care, or the people that we're around. It's a very kind of community energetic, that if a projector or a manifestor is in a place that doesn't feel good, they probably won't feel good. So for the projector, their strategy is to wait to be invited, wait to be seen, and then respond. Then act. Then you have manifestors. They're the only energy type that is here to initiate. So they just get to go and tell people the next steps. And then you have reflectors, which they have absolutely no sustainable energy. So their environment is very, very crucial to how they feel, how they are in the world. And they are here to wait about 28 days and then to act on things. So that's just the overall gist of the five energy types and then what human design is.
I know that projectors, so I'm a projector, guys. What's your human design?
I'm a projector as well.
Okay, and my husband's a projector. My son is a projector. Yeah, all of us are projectors, and our energy flow of our house is like pretty, it's pretty peaceful, honestly. Like it's not, we don't scream or yell at each other like we're
Dog who passed away 2 years ago, she was a projector, and it was just we were just really chill all the time, just together chilling out.
Yeah. So, I'm fascinated by human design, and it's honestly really helped me. So, learning what my human design was and learning who I am and that part of me has really helped me in my everyday life, not just in my job, not just in my family life, which I just talked about, but like also in relationships with other people and when I'm at, swinger events or swinger parties or non-monogamous events, I kind of wait and I sit back and I watch everybody and I feel their energy. Specifically because I don't drink. So like I feel like when I was drinking, it was easier for me to be that like generator personality or that manifester personality where I would just like, but now that I don't drink, I really need to feel energies. So I think that's for people who are listening, it would be really cool to learn your human design just so that you can learn how to act at parties, you know?
That is true. It's very true. And because of the lifestyle that you're in, you're interacting with multiple personalities, multiple energies. And so I don't drink either. I never did. I don't like the taste of alcohol. So that's I like to say God, like the universe did me a favor because I'd totally, be on the wagon somewhere, but with my life. But I don't like the taste of alcohol. But alcohol, of course, it's a spirit. And it's hard to decipher energies when you have that spirit around you or in you. And for the type of lifestyle that you're into, and everybody listening, excuse me, or even watching, it's really important, not just with human design, just for your own soul's energy, that even with the swinger community, the non-monogamous community, you want to make sure that you're interacting with souls that like liven you up, that help you thrive. Because what I've noticed, and I've had clients who are in the lifestyle as well, and they find themselves getting entangled with energies that are just not good. And if you can subside from the drinking so you can actually feel and get to know your body, get to know how energies feel, even down to, I always tell people, if you go to a place and you get coffee every day, pay attention to how you feel when you walk in. Pay attention to who is making your coffee, who's at the register, because it's all in your body already.
I think in a community like swinging or ethical non-monogamous community, we're all trying to find human connection. I mean, there's the sex aspect of it or whatever, but down to the nitty-gritty of it, it's about human connection and it's about connecting with other like-minded people where you feel like you're heard and you're seen, right? So I think that that's a huge part of all of this is like I actually am so fascinated by the spirituality and how it intersects with ethical non-monogamy and swinging. Like, I feel like if you tap into that, you can do so much with it because there's a lot of spirituality involved with it and just connecting with other humans and finding community and for some people falling in love, which kind of brings me to my next question is like, what ways do you believe that understanding one's human design can really impact our approach to ethical non-monogamous relationships, swinger relationships, or even our relationship with our partner?
Well, sex is spiritual, period. So you're having every person that you sleep with, that you interact with on a sexual intimacy level, it is a spiritual experience. You are picking up a little bit of their soul, they're picking up a little bit of your soul. So, with human design, it's really important for you to first know yourself, know what energies feel good to you, know what doesn't feel good to you, and interact with them accordingly. It's cutting things off, setting boundaries with people. Boundaries are the biggest thing, and that's one of the reasons why I love human design. And like based off of your chart, you have a completely open spleen center. So in human design, we have certain centers that we are conditioned or influenced throughout our life, and each center has a specific type of energy associated with it. So for me, looking at your chart, you have a completely open spleen, and the spleen center is very crucial because the spleen is the intuitive center. And for you, having a completely open spleen and what we call in human design, no hanging gates, that means that the energy that you pick up sometimes may not be yours. You have to be very careful of getting into things, i.e., relationships with people who don't serve you. You have trouble leaving relationships or leaving things that don't serve you because you're not completely, well, I'm sure the healed version of someone with the open spleen is tapped into their intuition, but I'm sure at a certain time in your life, you weren't as tapped in. So you were in situations, whether with people, jobs, locations where you stayed too long because you were trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. So having that open spleen, you have to have boundaries. Having an open root center, which is the center for feeling rushed, or as I like to say, people who have open root centers, I call them walking after school specials because you can be heavily influenced with doing things that don't serve you. So, for you, especially for someone with your chart, having those two centers open, boundaries are really important. But boundaries, as you know, in the swinger community and the non-monogamy community, it's very important. So, sticking to those boundaries are extremely important. Don't give people passes. If you guys set rules and these are the rules and someone slips up one time, you have to, it's that crucial. You can't play games with their energetic spirit.
I've struggled with boundaries a lot throughout my life, and I think, that's normal, specifically because not only is that my human design chart, but I'm also a woman. And so, like, we're taught to kind of sit back and just go with the flow more than men who are just societally raised to have more boundaries. Like, so I think, yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. So that's, I feel like, why it's really important for people to know their charts and know, really, really know what they're working with so that they can work on those before even getting involved in the swinger lifestyle, so that they know kind of what their strengths and what their weaknesses will be, specifically in like relationships. How do you think it impacts sexuality?
It impacts it a lot, especially for the non-sacral energies, which are the projectors, manifestors, and reflectors. We don't have a defined sacral center. So the sacral center, not only is it connected to energy, it's also connected to your sexual organs. It's also connected to your sexual energy. And so, it's more likely, and forgive me for saying this, but it's more likely for a manifesting generator or generator to have more sexual partners because they have the energy kind of overflowing for them and being able to, disperse that sexual energy a lot more easy because they're constantly regenerating energy all the time. So that sexual energy for them has to go somewhere. So they're more just known to be like okay with sleeping with people, whether it's, monogamous or non-monogamous. They have probably just more of an appetite because that energy has to go somewhere. Not saying that the non-sacrals don't. They have a desire, but I find that the sexual desire in a non-sacral has to be also pointed with an emotion behind it. You just give an example. I call it my hot girl summer back in 2021, where I, just said, oh, you know what? I'm gonna be non-monogamous for the summertime. That didn't work for me. That doesn't work for me. I will never do it again. I'm a monogamous person, but I tried it because I needed to try it. I just needed to get it out of my system, and it just didn't work. And only because I don't have that sacral energy. So my connection points to people in on a sexual level, it was very intertwined. And I can't, especially with the work that I do as a psychic, as a medium, as a teacher, especially in the spiritual capacity, I can't have my energy spread so much. And so what I found is that non-sacral energies, they have a harder time being more free sexually, but because they have they're that you're literally merging with someone when you are non-sacral. The sacral energy is not saying that they're not merging, but their energy that they have is a little bit more of an overflow.
Yeah, I understand. And that's, I feel like for me as a projector, I have more of this tendency to, I enjoy the community aspect of swinging and ethical non-monogamy because I love connecting with people who are like me, where I feel free and I feel like myself. But at the same time, I consider myself really demisexual in a lot of ways. I have to develop connections. And sometimes, from a platonic level, I develop these spiritual connections with people and emotional connections. And of course, in swinging, that's not always something that people are looking for. So that's kind of why I go between, not just the swinger community, but the polyamorous community, because it feels safer for me because of that energy flow. Like, I don't have to have sex with these people, but I can create connections with them, and sometimes in swinger settings, I always felt a little bit like, okay, I'm expected to do this.
Right, you probably felt pressured to perform there.
And with my husband, we found where we fit in the swinger lifestyle, and he's a hot husband, and I enjoy watching him because that takes a lot of the pressure off of me. And that takes a lot of, like, I can still connect with people, but I don't have to perform for anybody because there's some nights where my energy is just like, especially because I'm a stripper, so I'm giving a lot of my sacral energy away to begin with. And then you put me in a swinger setting, and it's like sometimes I just don't even have any of that left. And my husband does, so that's why that works for us, and why that's really, I think, a good, but something that we had to go through and learn about ourselves was, I knew that I was like this at events, and I knew that I was like this in the community. So I think, and it's the same thing with like reflectors as well. Like, they probably would really struggle, not connecting with others, like
Right.
I
They're
do.
better probably organizing,
Right.
creating an environment for like good swinger parties, reflectors.
Which, can you provide some specific human design examples of like how they would approach swinger settings? So let's
Oh,
say that you're at
absolutely.
a party. How would a generator approach that? How would a projector approach the party and the event atmosphere and approach talking to other people and connecting with them?
Absolutely. So I'll start with the non-sacrals because that's a little bit easier. Is that the non-sacral, especially manifestors, they are here to tell people the next steps. So the manifestors just need to know what they're there for. If they're there for a certain type of sexual experience, a certain type of person, they just need to find that person, walk up to them, get permission, and then tell them what to do. And then, as long as the consent is there, have at it. For reflectors, they're going to want to be in settings. I would prefer them to go to a few swinger parties that are organized by the same person first so they can feel the energy because the reflector is there to feel the energy of the community. And so I'm sure in your community, there are certain people who are known to like, oh, such and such has really good parties. They have this there, they have that there. It's safe, it's blah, blah, blah. So I would ref prefer reflectors to go to like the same organizers' events, like maybe once or twice, and see how they feel in the atmosphere. And then after that, once they're there, too, I'm sure, they might see somebody who they've seen twice or three times already, have a conversation, kind of pick up that energy. And then for projectors, all right, you get invited to a swinger party, and that's something that you want to do. Then you go there. The invitation is not only an external invitation, it's also an internal invitation. So how do you feel? Do you feel good? What kind of connections do you want to have? I think for the non-sacral person, it's going to be more involved with an emotional tie on top of the sex. And then for the sacrals, the generators and the manifesting generators, it's backwards for them. It's going to be the sex, then the emotional part of it. But the same thing for the generators and the manifesting generators, I would say, for that, to make sure that you're not expending your energy too frequently, because you're going to get burnt out. You're not going to, all of a sudden, you're not going to like it. You don't want to do it anymore, et cetera. Like, you're just going to like hit your wall. So just be mindful of your boundaries and be mindful of how you're feeling, how much energy you have, et cetera.
Yeah, and we talk about this a lot in the swinger lifestyle too. Before going to these parties, before going to events, having certain kinds of conversations with your partner. For me and my partner as projectors, the conversations that we have, because our boundaries are pretty loose now, right? Because we feel on energies, right? So we say, now we are 3 years in, we've been doing this for a long time. Obviously, I'm a coach, so like I'm pretty we're pretty good with the boundary part. But now it's more of like a freedom aspect of it, and it's a go with the flow. We call ourselves flow sexual, right? Because
You know that because you're going off of energy, so you know that he's not going to just sleep with any goddamn body there. So it's a little bit easier, and the vice versa. He knows that you're not going to just sleep with anybody. So if you do cross that path with somebody, then he knows, you know that, oh, he had a connection with this person. It's just not random. They're like, oh, you have a hot body, blah, blah, blah. It's past that.
And I think that's something that some swingers have to be able to get past as well, because you might have a generator who's with a projector, and the generator, like I feel like it works very well for me and my partner because we're both projectors, so we kind of have more of an understanding of each other and how it works in a sexual capacity. But if you have a generator who's with a projector, and the projector's like, we'll say the female of the relationship, and she's like, I, can't run around and just fuck anybody. And then the husband
He's
is like,
around fucking around everybody. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And right, or a manifesting generator is just like doing whatever. And the projector is like, whoa, like that can be a big shock to the system, a big shock emotionally. So, yeah.
So I think knowing the human design, at the very least, just, I mean, obviously getting your chart read, that's important, but I think at least knowing it, and at least knowing, well, first of all, we know that projectors they wait for the invitation. So a lot of times in settings, I wait for the person to be like, hey, we're going to the orgy room, or I will wait for that invitation. And then I feel like the manifestors or the generators or manifestor generators, those are the orgy masters, right? Like, those are the ones walking around and they're like, orgy at 12 in the couple's room, So it'd be really cool to have like a whole friend group, even kind of know what all their human designs are too, because
Oh,
then you
absolutely.
yeah then you can see how everyone interacts with each other. I want to ask you, like, how can one's human design assist in navigating like when like a swinger or non-monogamous relationship? And when I say this, like, we're thinking about not on a community level, we're thinking about the
Person.
couple. And how can that like predict your compatibility in terms of like conflict resolution, or again, like boundaries, all that. How does that work?
Well, each aura type or energy type needs certain things in a relationship. So I'll start with manifestors. Manifestors, they are not seeking permission. They are telling people what the next steps are. So in a relationship with a manifestor, the biggest thing is for the manifestor to be vocal about what they need and desire and want. And then when these opportunities come up to join, a swingers community or to have a non-monogamous relationship, the manifestor and their partner have to already have talked about clear boundaries or what's going to happen next, because the manifestor hates to be interrupted in their process. So they need to know, okay, we've already talked about A, B, C, and D. So now when it happens, I'm not going to remind you about A, B, C, and D. I'm just going to go forth. So the manifestor has to have those conversations because they're not seeking permission. They're just saying and expressing to their partner what's happening next. And if that's agreed upon, then they go ahead and do that. For reflectors need someone who is going to allow them to process things over time. So if a reflector, or 9 times out of 10, it's the partner coming to the reflector saying, "Hey, I'm thinking about being non-monogamous," or "I'm thinking about being a part of the swinger community," you have to give the reflector some time. That's going to be a longer kind of destination about, you guys going to maybe a swingers event, maybe going to a non-monogamous party. Like, it's going to be inch in because the reflector has to feel comfortable in the environment. And then you also have to maintain safety with the reflector partner.
So you have
For
to check
projector,
in more, right?
you have
Like,
to do more check-ins. For the projector, it's similar. And it's similar more because and I'll just say this, if you have a projector partner and you are thinking about non-monogamy and thinking about the swinging community, if your projector does not feel safe within the relationship, you might as well just break up, because it's going to be a really hard journey and road for them if they don't feel safe and you incorporating that. The projector needs to feel safe. The projector needs to feel like, okay, even though we're doing this, I know you love me. I know you care about me. I know I'm your number one. I know you're down for me. And this is just an extension of what we're doing, but I'm still number one. Like, the projector needs to know. For the manifesting generator is a challenge for in relationships, because the manifesting generator is just going to do what they feel is good to do. And sometimes the manifesting generator does not take into account other people's feelings, because they're moving too fast. They're going out and doing stuff. And I'm not saying that the manifesting generator is heartless. I'm just saying the manifesting generator has to learn to slow down and be mindful of everyone around them, and to still be clear and concise and open with their communication, to not hide things, to not be secretive. Like, the boundaries have to be there. They have to stick to the rules no matter what. The manifesting generator in this lifestyle has to have probably the most integrity. They have to have, everybody needs to, but they're the ones who need to have the most integrity. For generators are, I like to say, more similar to projectors than generators and manifesting generators, because generators are waiting to respond to something outside of them. But the same thing with a relationship with a generator, there has to be consistency in it. If we're only swinging once a month, we're only going to swingers events every quarter, you can't have any relationships with people, this is that, it has to be a very consistent, you cannot switch it up with them. Like, even if it comes down to, all right, we're going to this event, two partners max, and call it a day. And because they need that consistency, they need to feel safe and trusting in that. Or, for instance, if it's ethically non-monogamous relationship, to be like, okay, You can have a girlfriend, you can have a boyfriend, but they can't sleep over. You can't take trips with them. It has to be consistency, or that person only gets one night with you a week. That has to be for the generator.
So it's really a lot for the generator. It's really just be very clear about boundaries. I think for projectors it is, but I also again think that projectors do feel a lot more with energies. So as long as they have like a set rule, but again, it's about safety and feeling safe. Which when we're opening up our relationships, and I feel like this is why human, I'm going to keep saying this, but human design is so important because it helps us know how we feel safe in relationships within ourselves, where our insecurities are, where our securities are. So it's going to really help you. It's going to build a roadmap for you and your partner or your multiple partners on where you feel safe, where you feel secure. And then when you see that there are places where you don't feel safe or secure, then you can work on those and fix those. So I think, you know, again, when we're opening up, we feel unsafe. And that's where boundaries come in. Boundaries are for safety, because our brains, they're just automatically going to go into like when we open up our relationship, it's just going to go into unsafe mode, right? This fight or flight kind of way of doing things. So I really think knowing your human design can be so important. And I do want to ask, like, where in the charts can you see where someone's sexual energy, I mean, obviously we know the sacral, but like what, where can you really see if someone is going to be like more sexual or more open to being non-monogamous? Is there like a way you can read a chart and see that?
Well, there's one particular channel. It's gate 59 to six. You just have the six part, but I jokingly call that the hoe channel. And it's just people who are more open to having sexual experiences, or they are more apt to being more like they connect through sex. So that's one. And then the most sensitive channel in human design is 19 through 49. That is called the love and marriage channel. Some people call it other things, but that is the most sensitive channel. That person who has that also can be open to non-monogamy or the swinger setting, but they must have a baseline of security. So if you have 19 through 49 looking at your chart and it's from the root center to the emotional solar plex, I would prefer you to be in, have a solid either marriage or a partnership that you've been in for a long time and then explore. So, or I like to say the 19 to 49, like channel people, like when they reach that 5 or 7 year itch, go ahead and explore that. But anytime earlier, it might kind of get into your relationship. You need strength in the relationship first. Those are probably the two that I would say. Also two, probably I would even say as well, probably, if I'm looking at the chart, I would even say if you have gate 41 or gate 30, that channel there, which is from the root also to the emotional solar plex, because the people who have that channel, they want to try new things and explore and have different experiences, whether it's one time or often. So they have like an itch for newness. So that will work as well.
Which, is there any parts of the human design chart where you can see someone's sexuality if they're more, you know, if they would be bisexual or maybe more open-minded to different sexualities, maybe gay or like, is there anywhere that you can see that?
Not really in human design, more in astrology, but not really in human design. And it varies because I've seen charts where I was like shocked that, oh, this person's bisexual or this person's more fluid or anything like that. I think that has more to do with experience and what you want out of life, if anything. But I haven't found any defining markers in human design that can really pinpoint that for me. Other people may have, but You for human design, no.
And what are some resources like books, websites, if people are like really curious about learning their human design, specifically like to learn, about how to be the best in their relationship or sexuality, or even if you just want to know so you can navigate swinger events better, what can they use for that and how can they find that?
Well, they can find me and book a reading with me. I have short readings and I have longer readings. And then a colleague of mine, my friend Rachel Lieberman, her book came out last year. It's called A Modern Guide to Human Design. And it's a phenomenal book that goes through everything in your chart. Those are the resources that I would say.
Yeah, that's and I like the modern design to it because I think that I think non-monogamy is kind of a modernized idea, especially with all the growth that we've seen. So that can be, I think that would be a good resource for people. And I do want to ask too, like, where can people find you if they want to book a reading, and tell me a little bit about your podcast and what you do on your podcast.
Sure. So you can book a reading if you go to www.acbrown.com and go to the Work With Me section. You can book a reading there. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at AC Brown, of course. There's imposters there, so just look for the ones with the more numbers because there's always someone copying my site.
Tell us about your podcast
Well, my
and
podcast is my Aura on Straight. Yeah. So my podcast is my baby, is my Aura on Straight. I talk about human design a lot, and then I also have author interviews and interviews with other people, just about everything in between with life, love, metaphysics, all of that stuff. But most people, they just start from the beginning with all of my human design episodes and listen to all of that, and then have some other ones and just some other lessons in there. So my podcast is coming back on very soon. I took a break because I'm writing my book that comes out next year on HarperOne. So I had to take a little break and focus on that. But I love my podcast and listen to it. It'll be back in episodes every week.
tell us a little bit about your book. I know you said that it comes out in 2025, but tell us kind of what people can expect from that.
Absolutely. So you can expect more of a self-healing and a self-knowing manual that takes you through various modalities like psychic channeling, mediumship, astrology, numerology, human design, metaphysics to help you self-heal and self-know to become your most authentic and your most psychic self. I believe that everyone is psychic, and psychic, you don't have to use it like I do professionally as a psychic channel and a medium, but you can use it to enhance your life and to become your most authentic self. Or I like to say, my purpose on this earth is to show people how to play the cards that they've been dealt.
Oh, that's interesting. How do you think that all that kind of self-healing, all those processes can really help non-monogamous people, specifically like before getting into non-monogamous relationships?
Knowing yourself and uncovering your trauma and your truth is really, really important. I think what happens is that when you don't identify and know your truth, you become disconnected from divine source, from God, from the universe, whatever you want to call him or her. And it's important to unpack the layers of your trauma, both personally and ancestrally, so you can connect to your most psychic self, so you can connect to your most authentic self, because your story is really a tapestry that helps you self-heal, self-know, and it weaves together the makings of your purpose, and it helps you unfold your destiny. And if part of your destiny is to be in this community or to have multiple partners, you want to know yourself enough and feel connected to your truth and not feel ashamed about it. So, when you unpack those layers of that trauma that you have, you are able to live your life in the most authentic manner. You can say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Maybe we only spend a year in non-monogamy as a couple, and then we go back to our relationship, just monogamous, whatever the case may be. But knowing that is your truth. And when you can connect to your truth, you can connect to the highest version of yourself while your soul is here.
Yeah, and also within those settings, you're going to do better. You know, when you know your trauma and you know what
Yes.
you're okay with and what you're not okay with. Because I think a lot of times, you know, we societally, we have all these expectations put on us, not realizing there's certain traumas from childhood or even as adults that we struggle with. And without doing that healing work, and I do a lot of shadow work, I'm actually in a shadow work kind of portion right now. Like I go between a lot of shadow work and then like kind of st stepping back from it from a moment because it can be really
Very
a
intense,
lot,
very
very
intense.
intense, but I go through periods. And learning a lot of that is has really helped me tap into my boundaries. Like I know that I've been in swinger situations at the swinger club where people have crossed my boundaries, and I have like, because of that trauma, I have pulled myself back and I've fawned and I didn't know how to respond to it. And now I can be an advocate for myself when it comes to consent, and I can be like, hey, this is not okay. You can't touch my body like that. I'm not comfortable with this. So it's a part of knowing yourself. And I really think that it's so important before getting into kink swinging, any sort of
Anything,
non-monogamy.
anything. And I even, at one point I was very in consumed of having a DS relationship. And after doing a bunch of healing, I now can say I don't want to have the main aspects of DS. I like to have those aspects just a tiny bit in the bedroom, but not as a whole, as 24/7, because I had to heal some things within myself and with my wounds that I had with, parental figures and just environment and stuff. So knowing that now, and then also too having that, hot girl summer that I had, non-monogamy is not for me because I have done a lot of healing work, searching within myself, filling myself up to know, okay, this is what I want. This is how I want my relationships to be. And so when you self-heal, when you're able to self-know who you are and trust in that, you can show up to these situations with a lot more clarity. And it doesn't mean that you have to completely forego what you've known or what you've been told, but especially for those of you who are tempted to be swingers, maybe you only try it twice and you get it out your system and you're like, oh, that was fun, but it's not for me. I think what happens is, especially in non-monogamy and swinging, some people are so quick to want to label themselves and take on an identity. Maybe it's just temporary. Maybe maybe you just have a hot girl summer where you're non-monogamous and you have three boyfriends. And then you're like, oh, that was fun. Not for me. Maybe you go to two swinger parties and you have some fun. And you're like, oh, okay, that was great. Or maybe you're in your relationship and you've been married for 15 years and you're like, hey, you know what? It wouldn't be bad if maybe we go get different partners to fulfill certain needs, but we're going to stay married and keep our family together and whatever. So it's just about knowing yourself, but people are so afraid to know themselves because when you truly know yourself, you're going to have to say no to a lot of things. And then when you have to say no, when things don't feel good, and when you have to not isolate yourself, when you have to remove yourself from certain people and situations, your life does change, but it's changing for the better. You're removing that old version of yourself and stepping to a more empowered version.
Yeah, and I think that happens too in swinger communities. You know, we find these communities, and when we realize that they're not serving us any, I mean, I just recently went through this. And it wasn't because like any of them are bad people or that like it just wasn't the right community for me. And a lot of us do have people pleasing tendencies. I mean, even if you get down to like your partner comes to you and says, I feel like I'm non-monogamous and I want to start swinging or I want to, you know, start going to these sex parties. It's almost like second nature for us to want to please that. Like, yeah, I want to please my partner because you love your partner and you want them to be happy and you want them to feel fulfilled, yet you're not filling your own cup. So I think, and I wanted to ask you this, you know, what kind of self-reflection, not just on like an emotional level, but like on a spiritual level, do you think that couples should have before even getting involved with this?
Oh, absolutely. I always tell people, please don't be mesmerized by the material world. The spiritual world holds so much weight. What is your soul asking you for? What is your soul doing? And if your partner and you can't come to a resolution on a spiritual level, then maybe you want to seek counseling or reevaluate, because the material world, as great as it is, we live in a capitalistic society. It is what it is. But spiritually, when you are not aligned with your partner, it's going to be very challenging to move anything forward. Anything, even from the what are you doing with your kids in school? What are we eating? Who I always feel that, especially for me dealing with certain individuals and having experiences with men, is going forward in my life and calling in my husband and my partner, I want someone who we are aligned on a soul level, that we have a purpose for our union. People just get into relationships and are like, oh, we're just here, we like each other. This your relationship has a purpose, and you too need to sit down and figure out what the purpose is. Are you here to build a certain legacy? Are you here to raise the children? Are you have to be in that alignment and to come together. So when you don't have that spiritual connection and it's just surface level and you can't go deep, because he, relationships in general, the purpose of them is not just to love, sex, and go on trips and travel and live together, but it's also meant to heal a part of you. My therapist asked me one time, she said, what do you want to heal in your next relationship? And I looked at her, and this is at the beginning of our relationship. I was like, I thought that's what I'm here to do, is to heal myself. She's like, so she started laughing. So she said, you think you're just going to heal on your own and then get into a relationship? She's like, no. And this is a woman that's been married for 30 years. She's like, you will do more healing work, because there's work that you, no matter how much work you do on your own, there's work that you can't do without a partner that you have to do. So if you and your partner are not doing that work together, that spiritual work together, then you don't need to incorporate any swinging or non-monogamy, because you're not solid. You have to enter these things and these other things. You have to enter anything as a couple, as a solid unit.
Because you can't use it. I think that what happens is we use it as a fix, and this can be
Yeah,
said
that's what I was
about.
going to say.
This can be said about alcohol. This can be said about drugs. This can be said about,
As a fix, working too hard. Oh, we're trying to buy a house. We're trying to go on vacation. We're trying to do all of this. The kids, this and that and the other. We need to, those are all just band-aids. It's a band-aid. So if you find, if your partner's bringing up this swinging or non-monogamy at a stage where you need other help on a spiritual and emotional level, swinging is not, it's going to make things worse. It's not going to be the answer. You're going to be really doomed.
And it's going to be faster, a faster doom
A
than before.
faster doom. Exactly.
That's, and I think that that goes not just for swinging. I think that goes for non-monogamy in general, because,
Even goes for monogamy.
or relationships, seeking out
Yes.
relationships. And something that, I think a lot of people are inherently codependent. And then when they get into non-monogamy, they find that they kind of have they can't be codependent, and there's just you can't be. You have to deal with your insecurities and deal with your problems on such not only an emotional level and a physical level, but like a very spiritual level.
It's a very soul level.
And that's why, to me, it's so crazy that there's not more about spirituality and non-monogamy. Like, maybe someday I'll write a book about it,
Maybe
because
I'll write a book.
there's so much that goes into it on a spiritual level that I think people just like get into it. And even when you're watching a video on TikTok or
Oh
Instagram,
my gosh, it's a joke. It's like, it's so people like, oh, I want to be non-monogamous and things like, you can't even handle one relationship. What makes you think that you can Especially men, what makes you think that you can lead two women? Are you fucking
Right.
kidding me? Like
Yeah.
you can't even do right by one woman, but you want two or three. That doesn't even make any sense.
Right. Or they use non-monogamy and they say, oh, I'm polyamorous, but
Yes.
so that they can have five different sexual
I've
relationships
yes.
with all these women and they're not actually providing anything but.
Anything but some peen. That's it. You
Yeah.
don't have spiritual awareness. You have no emotional intelligence, no character, no integrity. And you're just out here like, oh, I don't want to be tied down to anyone and blah, blah. You can't even be tied down to yourself. You don't even know who you are.
Or I find a lot of men seek out single men, seek out the swinger community because they think that like it's going to be easy for them to have sex.
To have sex. No, it's
Like,
not.
what are you doing? What are you trying to fix and heal in yourself? Well, you do need to heal
Correct.
and fix something because if you are that and on it, like I'm a spiritual person and I was doing a meditation a couple of months ago. And my spirit guides came to me and they said, your job is going to be to heal men because you see it more than anybody else because of your
Right.
influence online. And you see how very un and I almost feel this sort of a huge empathy for them because
Well,
they're
you
so
let
lost.
me know because it's so funny. My first clients, when I started coaching years ago, they were all men. Because when men are ready, they're ready to heal. But when they're not, it's like pulling teeth. But my
Right.
first coaching clients, when I first got my life coaching certification many, many moons ago, my first clients were men,
Yeah.
and they were the best.
Well, you just talked about life coaching and all that. I want to know where people like, are you doing any workshops? Are you doing anything, in the future for people? Do you do stuff like that? Or how can people just
Yes,
like
they
get a
can
hold
book
of you?
me. Just they can book me, they can email me for workshops. I put together custom stuff all the time for workshops, for organizations, for groups, everything. So if anybody ever wanted to reach out for a workshop, in person or online, you can just do that and we can have a conversation about what that entails, what you're looking for, and I put together something custom for that.
Sounds awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming on.
Yes, this was fabulous.
I love this conversation. I think my listeners are probably going to be like, okay, this is different, it's definitely different from what people are used to hearing when it comes to like swinger podcasts, but I do think that there's such a aspect of non-monogamy that involves spirituality. And believe it or not, a lot of the people in my non-monogamous community here in person are really, really, really spiritual people. Like we do meditations together and yoga and like it's very interesting how a lot it intersects it in more ways than we think.
Oh, it does. Absolutely.
If you're like us, you want a naughty lifestyle without risk. You want to have sex with other couples, some of whom you barely know, and walk away scot-free. No STDs or other complications. You want to have your cake and eat it too. We want that for you too. Shameless Care offers lifestyle-specific at-home STD testing and prescription ED medications, and we should be your lifestyle medical provider. Use coupon code CHIC, that's CHIC, at checkout.
Are you exploring the expansive world of relationships and seeking a path that honors your true self? Discover Conscious Love Connections, your compass to navigating non-monogamous and sex-positive intimacy and relationships with confidence and care. At Conscious Love Connections, we cater to all relationship styles, swinging, non-monogamy, polyamory, specifically single men, but everyone is welcome. It's a judgment-free zone because we know that love in all its forms deserves to be celebrated. My coaching isn't just about embracing your sexuality, it's about deepening your intimacy, communication, boundaries, and understanding. Conscious Love Connections is here to empower you to in creating relationships that reflect all of your values and desires. Join me for workshops, one-on-one sessions, couple sessions, or even intimate group sessions. And I also offer a monthly peer support group for swingers. Together, we're going to create a safe space for learning and growth where you can flourish in your partnership or with all of your partnerships. Don't wait to begin your journey. Visit my website at consciousloveconnections.com and step into a world where love knows no bounds. Tune into, obviously, this podcast series and learn more about my coaching and my coaching style and help create tools to live your most authentic life. Conscious Love Connections, because love should be as limitless as the stars.